This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gopak. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today described cyber security as an integral part of national security, saying the centre has planned to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with the cyber crime. He stated this while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, I4C, in New Delhi. Shah underlined that the country's progress is not possible without cybersecurity. He asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace, as cybersecurity has no boundary. Highlighting the growing use of the internet in different fields, the minister said the digital transactions and use of digital data are increasing day by day in the country, which has increased the responsibilities of people involved in cybersecurity. Amidst report of incursion by China's People's Liberation Army in Arunachal Pradesh, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju said that mere painting of marks in undemarcated locations doesn't mean the area have been encroached upon. While talking to a news agency, Rijiju said that overlapping patrolling by Indian and Chinese forces does take place in the undemarcated areas along the Sino-Indian border. The Union Minister's comment came amidst report that the PLA allegedly entered Indian community in Anjao, Indian territory in Anjao district last week, and were camping in the Kapapu area for some time. Pictures of bonfires, painting of rocks and Chinese food materials found at the site have been shared on social media, the report said. The Union Minister also added that India has been building infrastructure along the border and that will continue, and India will not allow anyone to come near the actual line of control. The GST Council has decided to slash goods and service tax on cancer drugs by reducing the rate from 12% to 5%. The decision was taken in the 54th GST Council meeting, which was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the meeting. During the meeting, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary and Finance Ministers of States were also present. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Sitharaman said the decision to reduce the GST rate on cancer drugs has been taken to bring down the cost of cancer treatment. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Mihin has requested for exemption of research grants received by universities and institutions from the purview of GST, saying that the nature of research grants may be treated as a subsidy owing to its overarching impact on the welfare and benefit of the public without leading to commercialization and business. Mihin said this while attending the 54th GST Council meeting in New Delhi on Monday. Women and Child Development Minister Dasanglu Pul on Monday unveiled a bust of late Kapriso Krong, former Education Minister and founder of Indira Gandhi Government College Teju at the college's campus. The minister highlighted significant contributions of late Krong to the education sector of Lohit district and across Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has greeted the people of the state on the occasion of Pham Kho Swai. In a social media post, Khandu conveyed his warm wishes to the brothers and sisters of Bugun tribe and said that Pham Kho Swai festival celebrates the essence of mountains and rivers in our lives. Khandu also wished that this harvesting festival will bring more prosperity, happiness, and further strengthen the spirit of fraternity and unity among everyone. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Mihin also extended his heartfelt wishes to the Bugun community for the festival. A total of 52 youths registered as community volunteers as part of a training program organized by the District Disaster Management Authority, Capital Itanagar, on Monday under the supervision of DCN Chairman Talapotam. While inaugurating the program, DC urged the participants to make the most of this opportunity and emphasized that the training would equip them with crucial skills and knowledge to respond effectively during emergencies. He highlighted that community-based volunteers are invaluable assets during disasters, and this training would empower local residents and students to act swiftly and confidently, saving lives and minimizing damage. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar. Thank you.